Mo, I guess we'll let you talk. Matt's volunteering his time. He knows what's going to happen to him. So anyway, Mo. Yeah, Mo's a real scientist. Okay, Mo,
half and half.
Mo Elgazar from the College of Vet Medicine. We wanted to talk a little bit, and we're going to do just a couple of quick points to maybe highlight what we're going to do later today. A little.
Sure.
You're here because you're the bird guy, right?
I am. Not just all birds. I'm specifically specialized in poultry.
Okay, so poultry and a lot of concern. Frankly, the reason you're up here today is the fact that we've had so much discussion of what's happening in the bird house, the poultry houses throughout the U.S. in particular,
right.
What it does to my egg prices and all those good things come in there.
Right.
So,
but I guess that's what we're going to talk about later.
We are going to talk about that later.
Okay.
But for now, since I promise not to torture you too much right now. For now, we're going to talk about how bad the traffic was out on Route 40. You say there's a wreck out there.
They had an injury accident on 40.
Okay.
And I was in the line for 45 minutes, so I was supposed to be here 45
okay.
minutes earlier.
Real quickly, on the flu, I guess, that's not really a flu. The bug that's crawling through the poultry houses,
it is
classified as flu.
Yeah.
I forgot.
So, you want me to talk about flu now?
Just real quickly, tell me what it is and where it is, because we've slowed the spread pretty well, right?
We stopped it so far. So the idea is flu as a virus is very diverse.
Right.
And it can affect many, many different species, including birds and mammalian species.
Just hold still. Keep talking.
All right. So it is flu. But we have many different kinds of flu.
Right.
Some of them can affect mammals, including humans.
Right.
Some of them can affect birds and so on. So what we have right now is what we call the avian flu. These viruses are affecting birds. Most of the time, they don't affect mammals or humans.
Right.
In very rare occasions, they can. So they can jump from birds to humans or from humans to birds or swine.
Right.
Birds.
A few years ago, we were worried about bird flu jumping into humans
over
in China and then coming here.
Right. So that's why it's a little bit complicated and a little bit confusing because people don't know what avian flu, swine flu, human flu, what is that? So it is the same virus. We just have different varieties of it. Some of it will affect birds. Some of it will affect mammals. And some rare occasions, they will actually jump species. Luckily for us, this one that affected us in late fall 2014, winter 2015, and early spring 2015, this one in particular is strictly a bird flu.
Right.
It did not make that jump to human. So,
but
as we speak, it is not a human health concern for the moment.
But it did wreak havoc on some of our food markets.
I mean, I'm
a food market guy, so everybody's been screaming at me about egg prices and.
Yes.
It's like now.
So that's the other that probably could be a public health significance is the availability of protein in forms of eggs primarily and in sometimes meat. Turkeys have been hit pretty bad as well.
Right.
So turkey meat could have some price variations here a little bit. And just to give you some numbers, United States had about 300 million layer population. And we lost more than 10% of that.
Well, a good chunk of that was actually in what we call the cracker houses, so the folks that are feeding into processed eggs for ingredients.
Yeah,
and that,
so that's the commercial production.
The percentage on that was pretty high. I can't remember it off the top of my head. But
10%
anyway.
of the United States poultry. Population.
Right. But the percentage of those that got the flu, I think it was higher than 50% came out of the cracker houses, I believe is what I picked up.
Yeah. Oh, more than that.
Okay. Anyway, well, Mo's going to make sure he educates me a little bit better later today. In the meantime, we're going to send him over because he is a flu expert, and there is a contagious disease. I'm not sure whether it's a flu. Over in the veterinary medicine tent, and you're now responsible for not for diagnosis, but for spreading it.
Yeah, okay.
Hopefully, spreading
and then
preventing
it.
You're going to be spreading Buckeye fever in that tent. Is what they tell me until I see you back here at. Let's see what time. Let's track again. 10:40.
Yes. All right.
Yeah. Okay. We'll see you in a little bit, Mo. And Matt's here, so we'll get him up and talk a little bit about grain prices. here at the Question the Authorities program for the day.